I probably had little to no idea. So in the immediate sense, after I met these children, I went back the next day just to take food supplies and toys and things and anything, things to wash with, just something to keep them going. If anything, I wanted to stay there and then, but I just knew deep down it had to be this idea of returning. And what I didn't know was that I just simply wasn't ready in the way that God wanted me to be ready for it. And there's a little bit of backstory to being ready. And that was when I was in my late teens. I remember being in a church service, and you get a lot of songs about surrendering to God in churches. And I looked around the room, and I know it was a bad attitude, but I felt really challenged that people were singing, "Oh, I surrender," and then whatever else was in the song. And I was like, God, I love you, but I wouldn't surrender everything to you. If you said to give up my university placement that's coming up, or various things, I love you, but I wouldn't give those up. Unless you came down and scared me and did an old school God thing, I probably wouldn't just give these up. And I was looking around the church thinking, goodness, would you even give your car? If God said give your car, would you give your home? If you said give your home, and you're all singing this. So I was like, God, you can read my mind, so there's no point lying to you and saying, oh, I surrender when I don't. And to fast forward back to this moment with the run up to Cambodia, little by little, he challenged me. I had a job waiting for me back in the UK at a school that I loved. And I had to tell my boss, at the risk of sounding absolutely nuts, that I believe God was calling me to Cambodia and that I wouldn't be returning.
What was the reaction there?
He was pretty cool about it. Yeah, he's a good guy. And it was amazing. There's so many things that I felt like I was giving up. So I gave up my living situation. The worst one is it really hurt my family. I mean, how terrifying is it for a parent to have your daughter saying, yeah, I'm probably going to get a one-way ticket to a developing country and you might not hear from me for a while. I don't know if I'm coming back. So you can imagine what that put my family through. And I think family is one of the hardest things to surrender to God. Probably not one of it, is the hardest thing to surrender. And all these things were going on over this time of building up to going back to Cambodia, getting that one-way ticket. And what was amazing was the job situation. Although I gave up my contract of going back into a secure full-time job, it just so happened somebody left for a few months and I got to go and work for the few months to save, and actually got a higher rate because it was supply.
So meant to be, by the sound of it.
It really felt so meant to be. I was in a relationship at the time which I knew wasn't the one I was meant to be in, and now I've got a really hot husband that I loved a bit. And he's just, yeah, I feel so made to be with Pete. But at the time, it wasn't easy to let go of a relationship then, and I feel like everything I surrendered, God gave me back way better than I could have built or imagined myself. Even down to the relationship with my family, that is more than restored now, and they could see what God was doing.
You bought that one-way ticket, I'm guessing, yes. And you went back to Cambodia.
Well, better than buying it, I had this ultimate moment where I was a little bit worried I was going a little bit crazy. So one morning I'd been reading my Bible, and there's a bit in Romans 12 about, I took it as just surrendering everything to God again. It's like just giving everything up and going. And I went to church that evening, and somebody I hadn't met before that point just came up and said, I really think Romans 12 is for you. And that was, I burst into tears. I was kind of someone that liked to pride myself on not crying. I do a lot of crying now. But at the time, to cry was a big deal. And I just broke down. I was like, okay, you really are challenging me to go. And where it got to is I didn't realise I had a lot of vanity, because I was presumed vanity was to do with appearance. And I realised I'd got to this point where, although it was difficult for my family, a lot of people were like, oh, wow, that's so cool. You're going to Cambodia. How cool, how brave. And I felt God say to me, what if I said don't go now? And that's what I'd been going through on this Sunday. If I said don't go now, my honest thoughts were, am I going crazy? Am I actually just having an internal monologue with myself? Or is God really challenging me? And I naturally thought, oh, what would people think? And I realised that I was now having to surrender, if you like, my vanity and my everything. And I got to a point that evening after this Romans 12 verse being told to me again, that I just had to be willing that if God says don't go now, I don't go, because what he wants is best. And so I had to completely let go of going or not going, and even that was something in itself. And so I've never really asked God for a sign. And I was riding back from the church that night. I was like, God, I don't want to play games, but I think I'm at a point now where if you say go, I'll go. If you say stay, I'll stay. But if you could give me a sign, that'd be great, because I'm ready either way. And the following morning, I walked into school, and somehow, somewhere, I still don't quite know how they've done it. I don't know if they all chipped in or what on earth they've done. And this lovely girl came and grabbed my hand very excitedly and said, "Emma, we're paying for you to go to Cambodia.
Wow.
We're covering your ticket." And that was the Monday morning after the Sunday of saying, if you say go, I'll go. If you say stay, I'll stay. So God always gives back, and he's always there. If he calls you, he makes a way.